you know, the rumour is on the vine now, but they're hitting so many UHF studios. Have they got the tracking gear for UHF?
Well, we have as well, so what? But we don't go around looking for them at all.
Yeah, but the DCI do, yeah. Obviously. Because they didn't have it before, did they?
No, I mean, they saw ours and they got one the same, and I can tell you they're bloody good. They can put something into a quarter of a mile square from 25 miles. Quite easily. American, needless to say.
Yeah.
Designed principally for tracking fish. At sea.
Yeah. Oh, you told me about this last time, yeah.
Right, now, I mean, I can show you one of them working, and if anything ought to frighten pirates off here, those things ought to. But, the thing is that used in a car, they're pretty good, because you've got to take account of building reflections and so on, but in a helicopter, they're absolutely devastating, and I'll say no more than that.
Mm-hmm. So, what's the trackable frequencies now?
What they can do,
yeah.
They can track everything from about 10 megs up to a gig, I should think, because they must have at least the same capabilities as us. We go slightly further than that for different reasons.
Yeah.
We can go up to about 5 gigs.
Because they only seem to be tracking one frequency, and that's UHF.
I believe they assume that all the uplinks are on UHF, you see.